Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk company results now here on Kaya Biz, and we take a look at South African coal exporter Thungela Resources, reporting their interim results today and helping us understand essentially again how their numbers have been influenced by the overall environment. We'll get some perspective on how the first half profits slumped by 60% due to lower price disruptions, this also leading to a decline in the profit payout, or dividend payout that is. To tell us more, we're joined by the CEO, July Ndlovu, to help us unpack the numbers further. Mr. Ndlovu, always good to touch base with you.
Thank you so much. Good evening and greetings to your listeners.
Fantastic. I'm tempted to actually play on your name, the winter season, and of course, the cyclical nature of commodities. And it does seem as though, again, many external factors contributing to the performance we saw in the last 6 months.
The results that we have issued today, there are two messages that you should read into them. The first one is what we've always said, that prices will retreat from the record highs that we saw in 2022 and 2023. I mean, those were once in a generation kind of prices on the back of essentially a black swan event, mm-hmm. The Ukraine-Russian war. And we say that these prices are beginning to revert to more or less what is normal for coal prices. So that's the first thing that you should take out of those results. The second one is that what we have demonstrated really is that we have created a very robust and resilient business model and our ability to control the controllables, mm-hmm. which is operate safely. And in that regard, we've got 18 months without a loss of life. Deliver on your operating unit costs, be absolutely obsessed with driving productivity. And you can see what we've done. We maintain guidance both in terms of cost and production in South Africa. And we maintain cost guidance in Australia and upgrade production in Australia, which talks to those very simple concepts, but profoundly important for a commodity business.
100%. And maybe let's talk about the environment. As you say, we are seeing a price correction within the coal price, and that does speak to how it is that you're positioned. In terms of your balance sheet, maybe give us some clarity there on the outlook and of course, just the maintenance of the levels that you've kept so far in terms of capital adequacy.
So we still have got a very robust and strong balance sheet. And the way to read our balance sheet is quite simple. When we made the key investment decisions last year, which is the two projects in South Africa,
yes.
which extend the life of our business and make sure that we are much more competitive in the long term, Elders and Zibulon North Shaft. At the same time, we had just bought Ensham. And the reason for it being us wanting to diversify from being a single country, single commodity, dependent on a single piece of infrastructure. We then said we were going to set aside cash required to complete those projects through the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew that 2024 would peak year funding. And that's what you're beginning to see through our balance sheet at the moment, that we're actually spending the capital and actually being quite disciplined and quite good at it to a point where we are pleased to be reporting that we have revised the total cost for Elders down from $2 billion to $1.9 billion. And the Zibulo North Shaft is on time and on budget.
Got you.
The second point to be made, Gugu, is that when we made those commitments from a capital allocation point of view, we said we would prioritize our returns to our shareholders. But secondly, to make sure that our balance sheet was robust through the cycle, we wanted to create a buffer that is between 3 and 6 billion rand at the time, if you recall. When we then invested in Asia, we revised the top end of that to 5 billion. So after paying the dividends and executing the share buyback that we've announced today, we end up with a buffer of about 4.6, 4.7 billion rand, well within our buffer of 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a very strong balance sheet with a business that is still generating cash flows.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that balance sheet just in terms of further acquisitions. As you mentioned, your decision to move to Australia appears to have been vindicated now. Are you in the market to pick up new assets?
We have been very clear that we continue to look for opportunities and assets where we have the right to win. And we continue to look for such opportunities. Opportunities like Ensham don't come every day.
Yeah.
And as we continue to look and evaluate those opportunities, when we find one that turns our heads and is exciting and we can get over the line, I will be on your radio show sharing that with your investors and listeners.
Got you. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about that and seeing what else does come into play. Let's touch on South Africa now, specifically where we're well aware the Transnet freight rail disruptions have had a significant impact on the tonnage of coal that you can actively export. Contextualize the lack of activity or slowdown in volumes and help us understand what this means for the outlook.
I think the context is important because the context is slightly more nuanced than us all saying, oh, no, it has been disappointing. Transnet, until the new leadership came into play, was on a free fall.
Mm-hmm.
And their first task, together with us as we collaborated, was to stop that bleeding. And that they've done. And you can see that in the comparison between first half 2023 and this first half. If you take into account the fact that this first half was impacted by two big derailments, actually talks to the tempo in the other 4 months was actually quite pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
We then had a milestone we wanted, which is to see how well they execute their shutdown and how they ramp up from that. And that ramp up has actually been pretty good. If you compare the ramp up this year to last year, it's materially better. Even better than the previous year thereafter. The focus has been on making sure that the building blocks required to turn around Transnet. And the work the new leadership in Transnet has been doing is the right work from our standpoint in security, in procuring critical spares, in fixing the infrastructure, the rail infrastructure, signaling, making sure that they're beginning to bring in additional attractive power into the corridor in the form of new locomotives. And that is already beginning to happen. So all those building blocks, in our view, are setting up Transnet to begin to improve performance on a go-forward basis. We have obviously taken a pragmatic view
mm-hmm.
that complex problems like this, just like we saw with Eskom, do take time. And it's likely to take time for Transnet too. And that's why we have not built major improvements for this year. And we're saying we should start seeing improvement in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Well, shareholders will look forward to seeing that. And I guess are still happy with the outcomes of the dividend received today. I know the share price is not your responsibility. That's typically driven by market sentiment. But to close off with, if we also take a look at the themes that investors can hold you accountable to in the short to medium term. As you've mentioned, we are expecting a significant turnaround in 2025. Any other operational updates or capacity or focus, especially when it comes to ESG, that the executive team will likely focus on in the short to medium term?
I think the investors are going to look forward to me to continue the same theme, which is control the controllables.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what commodity businesses are all about. Operate safely, make sure that you're cost competitive, that you're driving productivity. And if you did those three and prices do improve, you're going to generate very good cash flows. But over and above that, in our case, investors want to see me execute our strategy.
Well,
from a diversification point of view,
yep,
and an ESG point of view. And we did say that we want to spike on airs, and you can see we continue to share value with communities and our employees. We also made a commitment in terms of our net zero pathway to reduce emissions by 30% by 2030. We are well on track to be able to execute that part of the strategy.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Mr. Ndlovu. All the best with the investor roadshows coming up in the next few days.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. That is July Ndlovu, the CEO of Thungela Resources.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.